Let's start with something, and also we can talk about how the mandates are dead. The mandates are dead, at least for now, now that another court has struck down, which we all knew was unconstitutional, these vaccine mandates, these terrible vaccine mandates, these unconstitutional vaccine mandates, these stupid vaccine mandates, court after court after court. I mean, even the courts are going, dude, we can't do this. Like, you can't make us enforce this. This is terrible. This is absolute lunacy. So we have that there. But that doesn't stop Jim Mad Money Cramer from launching into a delusional rant. But then again, if you've ever heard Jim Cramer, you would know that the guy's, he literally is like a pop-up book for finance. What do I mean? If you're getting into finance, like you're 18, 19 years old, and nobody ever talked to you about the market or the, or how finances go, you turn on a show like Mad Money and he's got the sound effects and the baseball bat and the wacky, you know, that's like your introduction. He literally is fast food economics. And nobody takes the guy seriously. He's literally there to fill a segment. I don't know about his financial knowledge or whatever the case may be, but every time I listen to it, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm good too. So it's interesting when you hear something like this come out of the guy whose main job is to make funny noises and to make wild predictions about the market that never come true.
Lord knows what happened if you didn't partake. But back then, anyone who refused to get vaccinated would get ratted out immediately because we knew that person could hurt other people. The common wheel was a common wheel. Now we're engaged in a similar struggle with COVID, and Eisenhower would be aghast. We have immunocompromised people who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic. We have companies that have tried hard to get people vaccinated and now backing down. We have governors who want to be president by grandstanding on a foolish state's right issue, the right to get sick and get other people sick. So it's time to admit that we have to go to war against COVID. Require vaccination universally. Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court. And even then, you need to help in the war effort by staying home until we finally beat this thing.
These are the people that seek to rule you. These nut jobs. Jimmy, guy who makes, he couldn't even put that together correctly.
Yeah, that's crazy. What are you talking about? Eisenhower would be a gas.
What, were you his kid? Do you know any of this stuff? And like, let's just make, you know, when you live in a place like New York City, not New York in general, when you live in a place like New York City and you're used to totalitarian regimes and you're used to stupid, simplified political opinions, this is the stuff you get.
Well, I can't believe that people wouldn't do this. I can't believe that people won't get vaccinated. This is amazing. What are you talking about?
What the hell do you mean? There are immunocompromised people. I'm tired of this argument. Immunocompromised people existed when the flu existed. All right? I'm sorry for them, but they had to take measures before COVID. And they have to now. That's part of being alive. If you're immunocompromised, you have to take the, like when my mom had cancer and she went through the radiation, we took those steps in the house. Okay, that's what you do. But this nutbag who doesn't even get the market right, and the only reason he's there is because, I don't know, he fills up 30 minutes a day. And he's a useful idiot. Who's he talking to? He's not talking to you or me. He's not, Yeah, it is the new gluten allergy. That's correct, Justin. This point that he's trying to make. Well, people want to be president, grandstanding on states' rights issues? That's called the Constitution, you ding-dong. Or should I say that with a funny sound effect?
That's the state's rights issue, boing.
The dude's a clown. But just because he's a clown doesn't mean we should dismiss the fact that they are trying to promote or mainline what's happening in places like Australia. Or what's being floated, especially as the courts continue to knock down the mandate that everybody thought was just going to be accepted. These people legitimately thought that Two Scoops was going to waddle his way to the podium, talk about a vaccine mandate, and we were all going to drop to our knees and let them inject us. Now, I'll tell you what. I have an anti-vaccine here. I got an anti-vaccine here, bud. And it comes in the form of a 12-gauge. And Remington or Mossberg makes it. You will not forcibly jab me or my family. You lunatic. Lunatic. All of you are lunatics. And that's what we have to deal with. That's what we have to acknowledge. These communists, Marxists, who wish to rule. And listen to the words, the war against COVID. It's a respiratory disease with a 99% survival rate. That's a war you should have won pretty easily. And this is also Trump's fault. Right? This is also Trump's fault for the vaccine, for the jab, and not shutting this stuff down immediately. But to listen to these people, these calls, just bring the military in. That is what dictators do. The military is their brown shirts, their shock troopers. Especially as Mike was talking about. Yeah, that's a reason why some of you guys were on the money talking about, like, the Marines that are leaving, like our good friend Mike from RTF, and some of you guys who I talked to in the chat room, Marines and Navy personnel and Army personnel that are leaving the military because of that. The only people that are going to be left are, like, Sergeant G.I. Jane. Remember, if I point my gun at you and tell you to go back inside, you better, sweetheart, you better realize that my stuff is just as potent as yours.